Escaping architecture school with your life was just the beginning. The profession is deadlier than you think. I'm Tennille, and this is Death by Architecture. Michelle Jacobson was more than satisfied with her life. She had an incredible career, and her company's business is booming, thanks in part to her hard work and tenacity. She also had a beautiful home in a great neighborhood and hoped to one day marry the man that she loved. But unfortunately, a gunshot wound would put all of this to an end. In today's episode of Death by Architecture, the story of Michelle Jacobson, a successful real estate broker in Denver who was allegedly killed by her fiancé. Even as of today, questions surrounding her death still remain. An award-winning real estate broker in Denver, Colorado, 43-year-old Michelle Jacobson seemed to be living the life that many could only dream of. In addition to her flourishing career as the owner of one of the city's most prolific agencies, she also had a buzzing social life, with her friends endlessly praising her kindness and ambition. According to Jamie Miner, one of her closest business associates, Michelle was exceptionally skilled, not just in managing real estate, but in fundraising and throwing social events as well. She was also an excellent artist, even serving on the board of directors of Denver's Art District on Santa Fe. While speaking with the Denver Post, Jamie said that, quote, she was very much driven. She always went for the gusto. She always tried to bring everything together. She always tried to do the best for people. I met a lot of the most beautiful women through her, end quote. Michelle was madly in love with her fiance, a 43-year-old man named Micah Kimball, who was a well-known architect with projects in Kansas, Colorado, and Missouri. He too had an incredible career, one that spanned 20 years and landed him the role of partner and shareholder at Trainer HL, one of the nation's leading design firms. Micah was known for his groundbreaking designs, including a locker room renovation for the Denver Nuggets that involved two hydrotherapy pools, a barbershop, and an underwater treadmill, among other things. With a ton of projects under their belt, it was clear that Micah and Michelle were meant for each other. Both were extremely driven and career-oriented, with amazing achievements that few in their age group would be able to boast about. Even their circle of friends agreed that they were perfect together, with many of them frequently remarking that the two seemed absolutely head over heels in love. They were proven wrong, however, when the man whom Michelle had been in a long-term relationship with and was planning to one day marry was accused of callously shooting her on a chilly September night. Just after midnight on September 26, 2019, residents of the Speer neighborhood in Denver were awoken by the sounds of a couple arguing, with one of them being forcibly locked out of their shared home. However, it didn't take long for the fight to escalate, and the woman was heard crying for help, as well as begging the man to stop hurting her. Minutes later, the authorities arrived at the home in question on 53 South Pennsylvania Street in response to the 911 call placed by one of the couple's neighbors. However, what they initially thought to be an average run-of-the-mill domestic violence report turned out to be much, much worse. Upon walking into the home, they found the body of a woman sporting a gunshot wound to her head. In her left hand lay a small gun. The woman, who was identified as local real estate agent and broker Michelle Jacobson, was rushed to the Denver Health Medical Center, but was pronounced dead on arrival. Meanwhile, her fiance, Micah Kimball, was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder and taken to the police station to be interrogated. A background check on him uncovered that he was convicted of DUIs that same year. He was also involved in a divorce case a few years prior in 2015. However, Micah's version of the events was very different from what the authorities theorized. According to him, Michelle had killed herself after spiraling into a rage-filled frenzy fueled by drugs and alcohol. His claims were disputed by the medical examiner, though, who ruled that Michelle's cause of death was undetermined, mainly because the gunshot wound was located at the top of her head. This would have been physically impossible for her to have committed suicide. However, she was also found to have been very drunk during the night of the incident, with traces of amphetamines in her system. This meant that Micah's allegations had at least some kernel of truth to them. Despite these inconsistencies, the murder case of Michelle Jacobson still moved to trial. In August of 2020, Micah stood trial for the charges of first-degree murder and false imprisonment in connection with the death of his fiance. Over the course of a few days, the court was presented with a slew of videos, text, and voicemails, all of which documented that fateful night when Michelle tragically lost her life. Both sides of the case presented contrasting arguments too. According to the prosecution, Micah had spent the entire night attempting to control Michelle, sending her a barrage of text messages that asked her to come home. In one of them, he accused her of lying about being on her way back by sending a map of her location at a local bar. Phone logs obtained by the authorities also show that Micah had called Michelle a total of 13 times, beginning around 9 p.m. when they split up during a party that they had been attending after a disagreement. In video recordings of Michelle taken by Micah on the evening of September 26th, he was shown accusing her of cheating on him, as well as locking her out of the home and telling her that she had forgotten to pay her share of the rent. For the prosecution, enraged that Michelle had failed to follow his commands all night, had shot her in the head out of anger. They further claim that he positioned her body and the gun to make it look like a suicide in a bid to cover up his crime. To quote the deputy district attorney, Bilal Aziz, quote, "The defendant spent that night trying to exert control over Ms. Jacobson, and when she defied him, he took control back and killed her. Ms. Jacobson died in her bed. She died in the dark," end quote. The defense presented a significantly different story, though. According to them, the stream of text messages and phone calls coming from Micah's end had been spurred by love and concern for the woman that he was engaged to. They also painted Michelle as unstable and reckless during the night of her murder due to the alcohol and drugs that she had consumed earlier. The defense further pointed to the physical evidence of the case, noting that neither Micah's body nor his clothes had any blood spatters on them, which would have been impossible had he shot Michelle at close range. More importantly, they highlighted how the trigger of the handgun bore no evidence of Micah's DNA, although it did have traces of Michelle's genetic material. In his argument, defense attorney Drew Nielsen begged the members of the jury that, quote, "You don't have to understand why Michelle was acting the way she was or why Micah and Michelle were arguing. The scientific and physical evidence show that Micah did not murder Michelle," end quote. The trial lasted an entire week, with safety measures and precautions put in place due to the COVID-19 global pandemic. After 2 days of deliberation, though, the jury returned their verdict on August 14, 2020, and found Micah Kimball not guilty of murdering his fiance, Michelle Jacobson. With this acquittal, Micah walked free. Despite the verdict, many remain convinced that talented architect Micah pulled the trigger that tragic night in September of 2019. But for the couple's circle of friends, they're mostly just confused. After seeing how Micah and Michelle interacted, it was hard for them to believe that the two would end with one accused of murder and the other a lifeless body. According to Josh Whitaker, who initially introduced Micah to Michelle, quote, "I never saw anguish. I never saw sadness between them at all. She always had a smile on her face and was always happy. I don't know if I ever saw her sad, as a matter of fact," end quote. Micah has since moved on from the company Trainer HL, but the company released this statement. For more than 20 years, Micah Kimball has worked for Trainer HL as a principal and shareholder in good standing with the firm. We are saddened to learn of the death of his partner, Michelle Jacobson. Our thoughts are with both the Jacobson and Kimball family, and our heartfelt sympathy goes out to them. We are here to stand strong with our other Trainer HL employees who are coming to grips with this tragedy. Our goal is to support them during this process, as well as with our Trainer HL partners throughout the United States. Michelle's friends and family are left remembering her as someone that would do anything for anyone and having a really big heart. She will always be with them in spirit, and she's surely missed. New episodes are released the first Tuesday of every month, so don't miss it. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you like to listen. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at Death by Architecture Pod.